Hello, everybody. Welcome to the MTG Place Podcast, your place for all things magic. I am your host, Corey, and with me today is James. How's it going, James?
Hey, everybody. Doing good here.
So today we're just going to talk about a lot of magic news. So we're going to do that. But before that, we want to plug some sponsors and stuff. So first off, we are sponsored by Zencastr. It is an all-in-one podcast production suite that gives you studio-quality audio and video without needing all the technical know-how. It records each guest locally, then uploads the crystal-clear audio and video right into the suite so you have high-quality raw materials to work with. We use it. It's easy to use. And we have a coupon code if you decide you want to sign up for our professional account. If you use the MTG or zen.ai/the MTG place for 30% off. For 3 months, Zencastr Premium.
Do eat. It's great.
Yeah, we also have some affiliate links and stuff for TCG players. We know you're going to buy cards anyway. You can find that on our website. Yep. There's a link to that, mtgplace.net. We also have all of our podcasts on the website. We simplified it. We also have a link there for the last way you can support us, which is Patreon. If you sign up on Patreon, you can support us directly. It's basically like you're sponsoring the show yourself. We shout out somebody if they sign up. We did that with the first person to sign up, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy, and it's pretty great to have support like that. So, yeah. Definitely appreciate it.
And we got some cool perks in there. Like you can even play Magic with us and stuff. So,
yeah.
All right, so first things first for news, we got Dominaria United pre-releases Friday. So that's coming out. Pretty cool. Have you looked at this set at all?
I've seen the things that you've been putting in the in our chats, but I haven't looked like extensively into it. But definitely, I've seen a couple of the cards that you've posted, and some of them look pretty fun.
Yeah, so it's
forward to it.
The cool thing is it's back to Dominaria, right? Dominaria is one of the most historic planes in Magic. It's the 30th anniversary of Magic this year, next year? I think it's next year.
It was 93.
Yeah, so they're doing a lot of promos and pre-release promos. They're doing, for each of the next coming sets, you're going to get different promos based on a different year of Magic. So like the 1995 one is, I think, Finehorn Elves. And then and it says the year that the card was made on it. So it's really cool promos you can
get. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Also with this Dominaria set, which is cool, is they have the Lost Legends in there. So if you're opening up collector's boosters, they actually found in their warehouse when they closed it down a bunch of booster boxes of Legends.
Sick.
So there's a video on Magic's website. And Marshall's talking to them about it from Limited Resources. But they're in there saying, like, oh, we opened all these Legends packs. So there's a video of them opening them. And so what they're doing is in the collector's booster, there's a 3% chance that it'll have a Lost Legends card. And it's literally just a Legends card that they opened in those packs and stuck in there. So a couple people are going to be able to. Yeah, so a couple people are going to get Pack Fresh Tabernacles.
Yeah. Literally, what is that? Like $6,000 card now?
Yeah, it's something crazy. Like if you open any of these Legends cards that are worth $100 or more, you probably want to go get it graded right away and just hold on to it.
Yeah, put it in a top loader and grade it, like for the love of God, because it might be worth a lot.
Yeah, so that's really cool to me. I also like that they're doing. Like bringing back some legends in this set. So like there's some old legends that they're bringing back that were just like vanilla creatures before that were in Legends. So that's kind of cool. As far as there's, this set will trigger a standard rotation too as well. So we got, let's see. Zendikar Rising, Kaldheim, Strixhaven, and D&D set are all rotating out of standard. So it's the big rotation.
Yep. Say bye-bye to those sets if you play Standard. Sorry.
So the next year of Standard will be Midnight Hunt, Crimson Vow, Kamigawa, Streets of New Capenna, and then Dominaria in the next future sets.
Yep, and we got some coming up here, so definitely looking forward to that.
And standard with this set actually seems kind of interesting to me again, because Dominaria is going to be, it's starting the Phyrexian saga that we're going to see here.
Which, I remember what the original Phyrexian sets were like. Those were kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's starting the war with the Phyrexians between Dominaria and the Phyrexians. And then, so like Liliana the Veil is being reprinted, so that'll be in standard again. So that's crazy cool.
That's going to be crazy. Unfortunately, the original spot can go down in price a little bit because of that, but
yeah.
Oh, well.
Deal with it. And then as far as arena news, Dominaria is actually going to be on there tomorrow, so you can draft it one day early on Dominaria.
Heck yeah. On, Magic Arena. Get that arena fired up on your phone or your tablet or your computer, whatever you play on, which is why I love arena.
Yeah, I just play it on my phone.
Oh, I love playing it on my phone. Oh, it's so nice. That was the one thing, like, back when MTG Arena first started, it was only on the PC that, like, because there was, like, other card games that I would play, like, on my phone and stuff. I'm like, I really wish I could play Arena like this. And then they came out with it. I'm like, thank you. Like, this is what I wanted.
Yeah, it's still a little bit. I mean, I draft a lot on there. It was nice to be able to draft anywhere.
It's really nice for drafting.
It's a little wonky with just the phone because, like, I basically hide my picks, my card pool, so that I can see all the cards. Mm-hmm. Computer's great. iPad works even better.
Yeah, I use my iPad all the time. It's fantastic. Use it, like, when I'm working out or whatever.
Yeah, and so with Dominaria, there's going to be a main set, so we'll do a review on that in a future episode. There's going to be Commander set. We'll do a review on that as well. And what we're going to talk about.
Sounds like to me.
What's that?
It's going to be a busy month, so that sounds like to me.
Yeah, and what we're going to talk about today is Dominaria United also has new Jumpstar packs.
Nice. Awesome.
So Jumpstar, if you remember before, was you take two packs, you open them, shuffle them together.
Yep.
And then you just play. So what's cool about this is there's 10 unique boosters for Dominaria United that you can get. Each one is going to have a random Dominaria United rare or mythic in there of the color of the booster pack that you got. And then one rare card that was specifically designed for Jumpstart.
Awesome. That's actually really cool.
It's also going to contain cards from the Dominaria United set, 5 non-foil basics, 2 foil basics, and then 1 non-foil full art stained glass basic.
Okay, now the stained glass cards are really cool.
Yeah, the stained glass cards that they've done in Secret Lairs have been cool. And then the fact that they've added them as basic lands is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I want those. They look really nice. It reminds me a lot of like the older style of Magic, which is, I think, kind of what they're kind of going for. Like the older like art style. And stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are going to be really fun to get.
So, let's read through some of these cards, these 5 cards here that are unique to Jumpstart boosters. You can also open them in set boosters.
Awesome.
So, the first one, you want me to read the first one?
Yep, go for it.
The first one is Sarah Redeemer. It's 3 white-white for a 2/4 angel soldier with flying. And whenever another creature with power 2 or less enters the battlefield in your control, you put 2 1/1 counters on that creature. So that's really good for like white weenie decks.
That's great for white weenie. And then we got, so for blue, we have Cosmic Epiphany, which is a sorcery that costs 4 blue-blue. And it says draw cards equal to the number of instant and sorcery cards in your graveyard.
So that's
so draw. If you have a really spell-heavy deck, then that's really good for you. And blue likes that, so.
It's going to be draw a ton of cards.
Draw all the cards.
let's see. The Tyrannical Pitlord is a black one. It's 4 black, so 6 mana for a 6/6 flying trample demon. When it enters the battlefield, you choose another creature you control. The chosen creature gets +3/+3 as flying. And when Tyrannical Pitlord leaves the battlefield, you have to sacrifice the creature you chose to get the buff.
Okay, it's kind of fun. That's honestly really good stats just for that card.
I mean, yeah, so that coming down is basically giving you 9/9 and 2 creatures with flying.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah,
that's definitely well statted. That's very good. For red, we have Ragefire Hellkite, which is 4 red for a dragon that's a 5/3 with flying. Whenever Ragefire Hellkite attacks, you may sacrifice another creature. If you do, Ragefire Hellkite gains double strike until end of turn. So if you're playing a creature-based deck, this is very good.
Yeah, so you attack, sack a creature, give it double strike, so you keep sacking your wimpy goblins or something to them. Give them double strike.
Tokens like a Rabble Master behind the lines or something. Yeah, and just keep sacking. 10 damage a turn seems pretty good.
Yeah. Then the green one here is Briar Hydra, 5 green, so 6 mana. For a 6/6 Trampler Hydra, when it deals combat damage to a player, put X11 counters on target creature you control, where X is the number of basic land types among lands you control. So at worst, you're going to get one in a mono green. At best, you get 5.
Get 5, yeah. It's not bad. 6 for a 6/6 trample, not, you know, decently statted too, so. Demon, I think, is probably the best one, honestly. That's pretty
good. Yeah, the demon and the angel are probably
the best. And the angel's too. Pretty good too, yeah. Those are definitely some pretty nice cards.
Yeah, so then that's most of the stuff from Dominaria. We're going to go into more detail on the Commander products and the main set late in another episode. Right now, the store championship promo is a Phyrexian language Dismember, which looks really sick.
Ooh, yes.
And you can also get Shieldred is the new one that's back in this. It's a new Shieldred, and you can get him in Phyrexian as well.
Right, that's really
just cool. In the main set.
Yep.
We're starting off the Phyrexian story with Dominaria United, and then later in this winter, we're getting the Brothers War, so we're going back in time to where it all started. What do you think about that?
I think that's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, I think that'll be cool.
Going to be great.
It's going to be the conflict between Urza and Mishra. It's also a book, right, if you haven't read it.
And Urza and Mishra are some of, like, the roots of some of the most powerful cards in Magic, so that's going to be pretty sick.
Yeah.
If there's anything that's, like, remotely close to some of the original Urza and Mishra cards, like, I will be very happy with that.
Yep, and then in addition to the pre-release kits with Brothers War, there's going to be Brothers War Jumpstart as well. And then you'll get Magic 30th Anniversary promos for playing, which will be the Wall of Roots from 1996, Wood Elves from 1997, and Windfall from 1998.
Ooh, oh God, I love these old arts too. Oh, that looks so cool.
Yeah, and they're like the old school art and border foil. The old school foil too.
The old Onslaught foiling, or, you know, whatever this was from, our 7th edition foiling. That was my favorite foiling.
Yeah.
That will always be my favorite. It looks so good. I love, like, that Windfall art. Like, that looks really cool. The Wood Elves art looks really cool. Like, I miss this old stuff, man.
Yeah, and then...
a good character.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then next year, so the first quarter, we're going to just get the first... So it's going to be a lot of Phyrexian. It's going to be Phyrexia, All Will Be One. It looks like it's a picture of Elish Norn. So looks like,
yeah, I see Elish Norn there.
I think it's the last only one they haven't reprinted yet. So
it's like, yeah, they've done every other Praetor, I think. So yeah, Elish Norn was badass. So excited to see what that's going to look like.
So that'll be the next thing. And then after that will be March of the Machine, which will be the conclusion of the 4-set arc that started with Dominaria United.
Is that Tezzy there?
Yeah, March of the Machine.
Yeah.
With Tezzeret, and I don't know if that's Elish Norn or an Eldrazi behind him.
I don't know who that is.
And then there's a spin-off set of that called March of the Machine, The Aftermath. So it's like a double set, kind of like Innistrad Midnight Hunt was, with the Midnight Hunt and Crimson Vow. Then after we get done with all the Phyrexian stuff, we're going back to Eldraine, which will be sweet. I loved that set.
Eldraine was sick.
Yeah.
Very, so, very fun set.
Wilds of Eldraine. I'm super pumped for that. That was one of my favorite new planes we went to, based on the fairy tales.
Yeah, I think they did a really, really good job, especially with like the new mechanics that they introduced, like the going on an adventure thing and all that stuff.
Yeah,
it all worked out, and there were some really good cards that came out of that set too that are still played like today. So
it's crazy good.
Yeah, and the flavor was amazing. Like, yeah, it was a really fun set. So I'm excited to see what this is going to be.
And then after that, they're going to go back to Ixalan, so we'll see more. Pirates, dinosaurs, possibly
that was, folk. That was over 5 years ago now, I think, was when Ixalan was.
Yeah,
that was a while back. Now. So, yeah, Ixalan was fun. Because big monster dinosaur set was cool. I like this set, so I'm excited to see this one. And I wasn't really playing Standard or anything like that at the time, so I kind of missed it. So,
I was not playing Standard during Ixalan, but I do play a lot of the cards in Commander currently. So
yeah, they're really good for Commander.
Yeah, all the big dinosaurs.
Exactly.
And then for the non-Standard sets next year, they have, because of Magic 30, Dominaria, the Plain Dominaria remastered. So they're going to take a mix of the familiar and nostalgic cards representing all of Dominaria's history, from the earliest set to the modern day. Any set that's taking place on Dominaria, the cards can be in it. And it's going to be Dominaria Remastered, kind of how they did Time Spiral Remastered.
Right, yeah.
So it's a full paper set of Remaster, which is cool. And the spoiler for that is Aboria, which is a world enchantment. Creatures can't attack a player unless that player casts a spell or put a non-token permanent onto the battlefield during their last turn. Mm-hmm. And a reprint of Force of Will with some new art,
which I feel like most people know what Force is.
Yeah, and they're gonna have Force of Will with the new art style, the full art, and the old school border.
That full art looks really cool.
Yeah, I like the old school border. It looks like, yeah. I love the old
school. The old school border looks amazing. It's not Therese Nielsen, which is unfortunate, but it's still. Really good. definitely a fan. Yeah, I do like that, like, yeah, that old school, like, you know, 6th edition, 5th edition look, you know.
The full art Force of Will looks sweet, too.
Yeah, I would go for either that or the old school look, for sure.
And then they're doing their first crossover set in a while that's coming out here is The Lord of the Rings. It's going to be a modern and... older set, like legal set, so modern and older, so it's like eternal formats,
right? I love Lord of the Rings, so I am very excited to see what this is going to be.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the set. I hope they don't mess it up, because I love Lord of the Rings, and I think it could mesh perfectly with what we're trying to do in Magic, like a lot of the creatures,
magic, yeah,
and lore kind of fit. And it sounds like they're going to be all the popular characters in there. So I hope, you know, Gandalf is some OP wizard card.
Yeah, like the next Jace or something.
So.
Yeah, because like the D&D crossover worked really well. So I think this also kind of fits into that category. Definitely.
Yeah. And then they're going to do some Universes Beyond with Secret Lair. We already know about Warhammer. They're finally going to release that. They're all going to have different Sol Ring arts depending on which deck you get.
Yeah, which that like cog looking one down there in the bottom left looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
I like that one a lot.
They're going to do a crossover with Doctor Who, which I don't know how I feel about, because I like Doctor Who, but I don't know how it's going to fit with Magic.
Doctor Who and Magic is an interesting combination. We'll see how it turns out, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a fan, though. Like, I love Doctor Who, so if they can make it work, I'm good with it, you know?
And then we have the August Super Drop is actually going on right now. If I can see what all these are here. So we have, you can get the Secret Lairs. They have is the Showcase Dominaria United textured foil. So it's like stained glass versions of the dragons from Legends. So it's Arcades, Chromium, Nico Bolas, Palladium Mors, and Victus Asmati. which is looks sick as hell.
Yeah, those are, and those dragons were very, very good too. So, especially Nico Bolas. Nico Bolas was insane.
Yeah. So we got that. Then they're doing Geryat Balra foil, just in a bunch of different versions of her. Nils Ham is doing four cards, like Sword of Truth and Justice is the good card from that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a sword, so, you know.
Victor Adme Minguez is doing one. Dan Frazier is back and doing the talismans to look like Moxes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's one.
It's actually awesome. Yeah. I love that kind of stuff for sure.
And then we have Imaginary Friends one where they kind of do a cute art look, comic book or children's book artwork of the Gitrog, Matera Shaper, Pier, and Toothy. So that's interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Those are fun. Definitely.
If I was going to pick any of these up, I'd pick up the Dan Frazier ones. They look sick. And the stained glass looks cool.
Yeah, I love that stained glass style, for sure. 100%.
So what set are you most excited for in the next year?
Oh, I'm really interested in seeing that Brothers Battle set has to offer.
Brothers War, yeah.
Brothers War. Because, as I said, like Mishra and Urza, two of like the biggest forces in just the game, the lore of MTG. Like, I mean, you have like so many cards that are played in like Legacy and whatnot that have Urza in the name or Mishra in the name. Like, it's gonna be really fun to see what they do with that.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that. I'm pumped for the Lord of the Rings set, and I'm actually pretty pumped for Dominaria for Standard. Because like the Veil is going to be back, so mono black, Ildred and Liliana seems like a fun deck.
To be really good for a while, I think.
Yeah, black's my favorite color, so
yeah, he's the black player, so he's all about that. Alrighty.
Well, that's all we got for today. That's a short and sweet episode for you. We'll be back with the set review next time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot, guys. Don't forget about the link that we have, especially with the new sets coming out. You're going to be buying cards anyway. You may as well help us out in the process. And we appreciate all the support. Thanks a lot for joining us.